Good night, everybody.
Happy Tuesday, coming to you live from the heart of America. That would be the great red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, live in living color. We're ready to rock and roll here. Happy to see everybody with us, and good afternoon, good evening. As John Fetterman says, hi, good night, everybody. Actually, I have a clip from John Fetterman that we're all, I promise, you're all going to get a kick out of it. I promise. Remember, he's still a Democrat. We don't vote for Democrats. But my goodness, we could be amused by somebody like John Fetterman saying what he said about the pro-Hamas, pro-terror, anti-America protesters. And we got to call them what they are, right? We've been through, well, y'all know what, you know how pathetic that guy was? Yeah, how he talked to that crowd of people to try and get them to say death to America in Persian. Y'all know what a margarita is, and you all know what a bar is, so just say marg bar. And then he says, you know, depending on who you're talking to, it can mean down with or it can mean death to. The death to America crowd, right? The death to America crowd. So it's time to start calling the protesters, these pro-Palestine, these pro-terror, these anti-Israel, anti-Jewish protesters. Just call them anti-American protesters because that's what they are. That's who they are now. It is the BLM riots of 2020 all over again. It's the same crowd, likely some of the same people. You know, I would the same organizers. You hear Eric Adams? How come they all had the same tents? Somebody must be organizing these things. Oh, really? Somebody must be organizing it. Hey, I know who it is, Eric. It's the guy who backed the district attorney in Manhattan. That guy. What's his name? Oh, yeah, George Soros. Somebody must be organizing these rallies. They got the tents. They're all the same tents. Must have been a fire sale on them Coleman tents. Somebody got me. We got to start asking these questions. Well, I've already asked those questions. And people like you called me an anti-Semite for saying, hey, I think George Soros is organizing these protests. You cannot criticize George Soros. You're anti-Semitic. Really? I didn't realize criticizing Nazi collaborators was anti-Semitic. That one made me laugh today. I saw the Eric Adams protest and he was all bewildered, flabbergasted, if you will, about how the protests seemed very well organized and they all had the same stuff. Oh, really? Oh, so now you're just kind of figuring that out? No, he knows. He's obviously in on it. He's just doing it to do a little CYA action. That's all it is. He's doing a little CYA. But we have John Fetterman talking about this rash of protests that are spreading across the country like an undesirable rash, too. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And I don't have any of those rashes because I never touched Stormy Daniels. I could say that, too. And I could say that in front of the court, which is a terrible court. Look, here's the deal. My Uncle Brosie got to eat my cannibals, which wound up being nonsense. These protests are sweeping the nation on college campuses, and college campuses are always a breeding ground for protests, and protests are fine. I have no problem with protests, right? But you say, well, you said you have no problem with them. No, I have no problem with a peaceful protest that is protected by the First Amendment. No issue. You want to stand on a street corner with a sign that says Black Lives Matter. I don't agree with it. I don't want to see that, you know, start to penetrate the opinions across this country. I don't love it. But the whole thing about free speech is that you have, you know, whether I agree with it or not, people have the right to say it so long as it is peaceful, right? I don't hate speech laws. I don't like really any laws, to be honest with you. But I don't think cracking down on or, you know, making this type of protest illegal. I don't think that's what we should be doing. But what we should be making, well, what already is illegal, obviously, is this anti-Semitism that we're seeing, the violence that we're seeing, all right? The violent crimes, all of that that's going on. You know, someone getting stabbed in the eye, that's not peaceful, okay? Somebody getting, the assaults that are going on, the slurs that are being tossed at people. And of course, it's at the Jews. It's at the Jewish people. And I know there's a lot of people, well, you know, Zionists, and you know, the Jews, they control the banking system. Yes, but not the Jews that are being told they can't go to class in Columbia University. Okay? And the fact is now that this sentiment is spreading across the country. But it's not so much that it's even, folks, spreading. I want you to think more along the lines of these are sleeper cells. Okay? Because the reason, I said this yesterday, the reason why these students are behaving the way they're behaving is because they have been taught to behave this way. This is DEI at work. This is what it is. They talk about colonialism and colonization and stolen land. Now they're just applying that same rhetoric to Israel. We talked about this yesterday. To the point where you had the, I call her, you know what I call her? The beast of the Southeast. Stacey Abrams. Saying that criticizing DEI is an attack on democracy. An attack on democracy. The only thing that woman has attacked is a case of donuts. And she could eat more donuts than most because she's got that wide open gap in between those two front teeth of hers. Stacey Abrams. Okay? This is what DEI was bred to do. It was bred to produce. It was designed to breed, rather, this unbelievably fervent group of anti-Americans. Critical race theory, DEI, one and the same. Remember that at the root of CRT, your country was built on racism. Everything is institutionally racist. You got to tear it down. And now what are we hearing college students say over and over and over at these protests? Death to America. Death to America. That is what DEI was designed to do. That's what critical race theory was designed to do. It was designed to make out the institutions of the United States, the courts, the legal system, police, government, etc. And I don't love government, you know that. It's all systemically racist, right? The economy, the gender wage gap, it's all systemically racist. It's all biased against some group out there, right? Everybody's oppressed. It's the same thing. It is doing what it was designed to do. It has bred a group of people. Rabid individuals who want death to America. It's no longer about a difference of opinion. It's no longer about, okay, Black Lives Matter, but Latino lives don't matter. And white. This is now death to America. That is now spreading at all of these protests that you see across the country on college campuses. This isn't just about students who are protesting war like the left wants you to believe it is. This is about death to America. That's what this is about. And I'm telling you, and I say it all the time, nobody who needs to hear it is going to hear it unless we bring it to them. They are not going to hear about the death to America crowd on CNN, on NBC, on NPR. NPR, by the way, which has included a trigger warning on the Declaration of Independence. This right here. And a trigger warning. But they're not woke. The truth is a distraction. So we have a lot of that. We have some border stuff. The George Kelly case. Arizona rancher. We're going to have some fun with that story. Mistrial there. So he's not been convicted of murder or anything in that case. So we have that. We will have a bunch of other things dealing with these protests right now. Donald Trump has slammed Biden for taking the middle ground. Oh, whatever happened to the fine people hoax? Remember, very fine people on both sides? Biden is literally doing that now. The media is silent. Totally silent. We'll get to all that and more. First, I got to get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. That is switch2usa.com. Here's a quick message from them.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is Switch, the number 2USA.com, Switch2USA.com. We have been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. Now, we all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time. Well, so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action to switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of this movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch to number 2USA.com. Switch to number 2USA.com. That is switch to USA.com. Check it out today. Next up, the LFA TV store. You see the flannel? I've been wearing it. It's amazing. I look great in it. So they say. Everybody's saying I look tremendous in this flannel. It really is. They say you look fantastic. I can say that. I want you to head over to the LFA TV website. That's LFATV.us. If you have a hard time finding the show, sometimes it's buried on Rumble. It is what it is. You can go to LFATV.us. Click on the pop-up. Brings you to the show that's currently live. You have the LFA TV store. You have these flannels that are right here. I got the red one on. It's amazing. If you get one for yourself, you will love it. You won't look as good as me in it, but you will love it. And you also have the $10 overstock list, LFATV.us. Click on that store tab, or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyherrell.com/store. That's LFATV.us. Click on the store tab or jeremyherrell.com/store. All right, folks, hit that thumbs up button for us. Hit the share button on your... Oh, well, not the share, there's no share button. There is one, but it just brings the link. Send this link to everybody you know. We need all the help we can get to get this message out. It's going to take all of you. There's 900 folks. If we can do that one each, we'll make a difference. So go ahead and share the show. Make sure you head over to our website, farishmedia.com. Sign up for the email list. We're going to start using that. We're just looking for a good email service to use. It's not too expensive. It also is reliable to reach the number of subscribers that we have on that website, too. It's also free. Sign up for the email list. We're going to get the word out there as well. Try and grow this show as quickly as possible because, you know what? The truth has to get out. And you guys are a great way to do that. So share it. Hit the thumbs up button. Of course, if you don't hit the thumbs up button, you will get killed. That's just a, you know, we're talking about the party of terror now. Brennan will go Hamas on you. That's it. She's going to stab, and that's going to be the end. So we don't want to have that happen. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe to us on audio anywhere you get your podcasts. Of course, make sure you're following this channel here, rumble.com/LFATV. All right, folks, on to the big news of the day, and that is that the anti-Semitic, pro-terror, anti-America protests have spread all across America. They're everywhere. And it's not just, you know, these peaceful demonstrations that we've heard about so many times. They are everywhere and they are getting nasty. Okay. If some of the things that are being said at these protests were being said at a MAGA rally, you would have wall to wall 24/7 coverage on every mainstream media television network, on all the mainstream media social media pages, on all the mainstream media print publications. You would see it, that the Trump rallies are turning racist, they're turning violent, they're anti-Semites, but you don't hear a word from it unless you're watching this show. You don't hear a word. This is, folks, I know everybody has their issues. I know everybody, you know, the election integrity, the border, etc., I'm with you. Those are very important. But we have an election to win now. Okay? And in order to do that, We know where the base is. You are the base. I am the base. We're going to come out. We're going to vote. I'm not worried about motivating you. I know you're going to vote. I want to change minds, ladies and gentlemen. I want to open eyes. That is the goal, folks. I'm not talking about making friends. I want new people to come across what we are talking about and say, whoa, I didn't realize it was that bad. I'm turning off the mainstream media. One of the reasons why I'm so upset, I got so upset about the fact that that NGO story was fake, was that if somebody was watching the show for the first time, saw that, and then saw me say, oops, it's fake, they're going to think they wasted their time. I like bringing the receipts. I like showing people that I'm not just coming in with opinions. While there are a lot of opinions on the show, it's an opinion show, they are based in something. When someone, a left-wing guy, says, well, Trump's a racist. Yeah, how? How? Oh, he said very fine people. No, but he didn't. He didn't say that. When I come in and say these pro-Palestine, anti-US protests are becoming violent and inherently anti-American. Well, why would you say? Well, because death to America is being said at these protests. When I say that, most of these pro-Palestinian protesters support Hamas. They, well, no, you don't know that. But I have the video of that woman saying, we are all Hamas. I didn't say it. That's not me in the video. I didn't say that. She said that. Okay? Receipts matter. Credibility matters. Even Dylan, he said it on the phone the other day. He said, you know, I really appreciate that you said that you screwed up on the NGA. I did. We put a lot of time into making sure that what we're giving you is factual. So if you do share it with somebody, you're not going to have to worry, well, I heard that. That's debunked. Debunked what? It's on video. That's why I ask, right? Because this is the mission. Change minds. I want to reach the next Michael Rappaport. I couldn't give a damn if they're famous or not. His vote counts as much as Joe Schmo's vote down the road from us. We got to get the message to Joe Schmo. That's the point. And you can feel confident getting them the message because what they're getting is backed up by facts here. So these messages, these protests are spreading across the country. Several days of protests. And now these campuses, I was told, you know, school has to be a welcoming place for everybody. That's why men are allowed in the ladies' room. It's got to be welcoming to everybody. Except who? Jews. Except Jews. Jews are not welcome at school. Did you guys know that? Jews are not welcome in college. And if pro-Palestine, anti-America, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel protesters take over the campus, oh, they just go, no worries. We'll just go remote. Yeah, because that worked so well during the pandemic, the remote learning thing. Kids did really well after the remote learning thing. Yeah, it's a great way to learn. I'm sure that these people who are paying $90,000 a year to go to Columbia are excited now that they're not even allowed on campus because a bunch of idiots are taking up the lot. And if you cross their picket line, they get violent. I'm sure that's what they're excited. And you know the college isn't going to be offering any refunds. They're not going to offer anything. This is the point, okay? Now it's everywhere. And the campuses are capitulating. The schools are capitulating. They are caving to this behavior. They are encouraging this behavior. And when you look at academia, is it littered with conservative leadership? No. This is the Democrat Party at work. They're activists in academia at work, both the students and the administration of these schools at work. Death to America. Several days of protests, assaults on Jewish students. We mentioned the student journalist yesterday. The story broke from over the weekend. That got stabbed in the eye. Could you imagine if a student journalist got so much as sneezed on at a Trump rally, what the story would be? A student journalist, Jewish, was stabbed in the eye at Yale by a pro-Palestinian protester. What was the student stabbed in the eye with? A Palestinian flag. It's not peaceful. That's just one. Didn't take more than that to single out anybody over January 6th. Okay? You put one guy carrying a swastika in a Trump rally. You know the media. Oh, there it is. There it is. You know, the Q freaks, they do this thing at the rally. They point. It looks like they're hailing it. They're not. But the media still said they were. Nothing on this? Nothing at all? Protests have spread nationwide to the following campuses, where some are taking the form of tent city encampment protests. Columbia University, Yale University, Harvard University, New York University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that's MIT, Cal Poly, that's California Polytechnic, Tufts University, Emerson College, the New School in New York, University of Michigan, University of Maryland, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, University of Southern California, Vanderbilt University, and Washington University in St. Louis. Vanderbilt, that's right around the corner from us. We should go. Might have to go up there, say hi to some of these people, you know. It's right around. It's in Nashville. Vanderbilt. It's Vandy. It's right here. Cool. Go say, what are you protesting? What exactly are you protesting? From the river to the sea. Oh, it's an anti-war pro. No. We're going to get to that, too. But I mentioned the death to America thing. And you said, well, you got to back that up at some point. You keep saying it, death to America. Just because there's protests in all these places doesn't necessarily mean that they're breaking any laws. Doesn't mean it's not peaceful. Is it death? Well, you talked about death to America. Let me refresh your memories here. First, these are protests in New York City, albeit not on a college. It's the same crowd. This was outside of the event that Joe Biden had with Lizzo right before the earthquake. And I'm 100% sure that's what happened. Lizzo came up. She danced on stage. She was jiggling all over the place, jigglypuff. And then there was an earthquake in the Northeast. But look at this. Was outside of that protest. That was outside of that event in New York. Take a look.
Down with the USA!
Down with the USA!
Down with the USA!
Down with the USA!
Netanyahu will pay!
Netanyahu will pay!
Down with the USA. Is that a nice thing to say about the United States or a not nice thing to say about the United States? Not one MAGA supporter, no Trump flags, no Trump hats, no American flags, all pro-Palestinian flags. Let's go to this out of Chicago, this one we talked about last week. Here it is.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg bar.
Marg bar.
Marg bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings, depending on the gender. It can mean death to or down with. So
can we get a Marg bar Amrita?
We can get a Marg bar Amrita. Yes, we can. Marg bar Amrita.
Marg bar Amrita.
Ah, that's it could mean what? Death to or down with. It depends on who's asking. You see that? That guy, by the way, who is leading this chant, is a journalist with an Iranian press outlet who has called for the extinction of Zionists. So you support Jews, you should go extinct. Kind of sounds like genocide to me. How do you have an extinction of a specific type of human being if you don't commit a genocide? What do you do? Do you rub two sticks together and try and make a fire? Does Alvin Bragg rub his thighs together and try and make a fire like outside? What do you do? How do you make a group of people go extinct? I don't know. Maybe we should ask, you know, the Nazis. How did they do it? Oh, death camps, rounding them up, not letting them into places of worship, not letting them into educational facilities, taking away their right to own a bit. You know, like the Holocaust. That's one of the goals with Hitler, right? Wanted to make the Jews go extinct. He wanted to kill them all. Extinction, that was what this guy said in a piece he wrote for an Iranian press outlet. Okay, death to America. Still, what does that have to do with this being on college campuses? Boom! right here in the Midwesterner, ladies and gentlemen. This is, we have cited the Midwesterner before, and we talked about that illegal alien bad hombre that killed a woman, dumped her body on the side of the road, and stole her car. Midwesterner. Death to America flyers circulate at the University of Michigan Gaza camp. No way. No way. AOC told me that these were peaceful protests. Remember what AOC said yesterday at an event with Joe Biden.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today of all days as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Peaceful. Oh. Peaceful. Death to America doesn't seem like a very peaceful thing to say. I don't know. I've been to many peaceful protests, and I don't remember hearing anybody call for the death of anyone.
Well, on January 6th, they were saying, hang Mike Pence.
Okay. You know what? Fine. You want to say January 6th, they were screaming, hang Mike Pence. And I've told you, I denounce political violence. Matter of fact, the day after January 6th, I went on NBC News and said that. As a victim of political violence myself. Because Antifa slashed my tires at January 6th, right? Just people, so we understand. There it is. What is one of the chants that they love to chant, right? Free, free Palestine, right? They chant that? Free, free Palestine? Oh, interesting. At the bottom of this flyer that's been circulating around the University of Michigan, free, free Palestine. No, we're not protesting against America. We're just protesting for a free Palestine, right? Freedom for Palestinians, right? Freedom for Palestine, right? Interesting, isn't it? Because at the bottom of this flyer that's been circulating around the University of Michigan, it says freedom for Palestine means death to America. So, every time you hear them do their free, free Palestine, they're actually saying death to America. And again, that isn't me talking. That's them talking. It says it on their own flyers. Freedom for Palestine means death to America. I didn't paraphrase one word. Not one word. And this is circulating around the peace, though. Peaceful protests at college campuses around the country. Pro-Hamas students planted their flag at the University of Michigan on Monday and began sharing anti-American propaganda. Students set up a liberated zone for Gaza on a Dayak, a campus common area. Several tents could be seen indicating the agitators intend to stay for a while. One banner read, encampment for Gaza, divest now. Palestinian flags could be seen waving from the lamppost. A giant, long live the Intifada banner blocked the sidewalk. Intifada. Sounds like they want the mass murder of Jews. Freedom for Palestine means death to America. That's what their own flyer said. I'm not, folks, did I make that up? Did I make that up? Freedom for Palestine means death to America. Did I come on here and go, well, you know, I spoke to the Tooth Fairy, and the Tooth Fairy told me that when they're saying free Palestine, they actually mean death to America. Or did it say it on their actual flyer that freedom for Palestine means death to America? Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I'm telling you. Look.
Here's the deal. Uncle Brosie, cannibals. I got hairy legs. The cannibals don't want to eat me. I got too much hair in my legs. It's going to make them spit it right out. Never going to be eaten. Folks. Okay, let's reset for just a second here. All right.
You want to say that Donald Trump sometimes says things that could draw a negative reaction from his critics? Yeah, sure. Okay. Like calling illegal immigrants animals. I don't have a problem with it, but I could see how some people would have a problem with that. In 2020, the left did the whole Black Lives Matter, right? Because the fact of the matter is, black lives do matter. Because every life matters. Unless you're a pedophile, then your life doesn't matter. That's my exception. Okay? In 2020, they did Black Lives Matter. Because that statement is true. Okay? The movement, the organization, screw them. They're Marxists. The statement that Black Lives Matter is true. I am pro-life. Every life matters. My exception, pedophiles. Okay? That's why we said what? All lives matter. Not to minimize how much a black life matters, but to say that, yes, black lives matter because every life matters. This go around, it's a little different. Americans could get behind the idea, the message, the words, black lives matter, right? They can get behind it. It's an easy thing to get behind. Again, objectively, the statement is true. Black lives do matter. Americans cannot get behind that. This freedom for Palestine means death to America. If you are a moderate Democrat voter, moderate, okay? If you look at the American flag and say, that's not a hate symbol. These people who are protesting on college campuses believe the American flag is a hate symbol. They want to see it torn down off of flagpoles. Again, am I making that up? No, I'm not. Here's a scene from Yale.
Viva, viva Palestina!
American flag comes down to rousing cheers. Viva, viva Palestina. There it is again. Free, free Palestine. Freedom for Palestine. What does free Palestine mean? According to them, it means death to America. It means death to America. This is the left overplaying their hand. We've caught it. It is there. Americans could get behind the phrase Black Lives Matter. They can get behind what those words mean as words. Not the actual meaning of it, not what we know about the organization. They can get behind that idea. The idea as a whole is something that Americans can very easily latch onto, and we saw it happen. Americans cannot latch on to death to America. That's not what they're going to want to see. That's not what the mainstream media wants there to be happening at these protests. And the reason why I'm spending so much time on it is because, folks, there is nothing, nothing that could change the minds of voters more than saying the people you are voting for are enabling the people who are saying death to America at those protests. Nobody wants to, no one is voting for, I don't want to say no one. There is a segment of the radical left that does want America to die. Absolutely. But the moderate Democrats who have a bad taste in their mouth over Trump because he called the illegals animals, or, you know, they think he mocked a disabled reporter, which never happened, or the fine people hoax, or the suckers and losers hoax, or the Russia hoax. These are all things that they can come around and say, oh, wow, okay, because Michael Rappaport did. Oh, that wasn't true. If those people could see that when these protesters are chanting Free Palestine, it actually means death to America, it will change their minds like this. I don't want to hear that they're all a lost cause. I don't care about the radical left. I'm talking about the people who are caught in the middle here, who are used to voting Democrat. Whether you're a generational Jewish voter or a female voter who you think your abortion rights are under attack, if you vote Democrat, you are voting for death to America. That is the platform now of the Democrat Party. AOC, the protests are peaceful. Ilhan Omar, we stand with the protesters. Oh yeah? You stand with the protesters? Then you stand with the death to America people. Freedom for Palestine means death to America. It says it on their own flyer. I didn't make it up. Now, the liberals are trying their best here. because they know what's going on these college campuses is not acceptable. They know that it is unbelievably anti-Semitic. They know that it is anti-American. They cannot contain it, because if they crack down on it, they themselves become the enemy. So you have that whole uncommitted vote thing that's going to go on. So they're stuck. As I said on October 12th, the Democrat Party is going to have to make a choice. They're either going to appease the generational Jewish voters that have been voting Democrat for a long time, or they're going to alienate them and choose the pro-terror crowd. They are choosing the pro-terror crowd. I don't care. Well, the White House said they condemn the anti-Semitism. They don't condemn the anti-Semitism. Joe Biden yesterday tried to equate the two. Watch.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. That is Sleepy Joe's very fine people moment. They are not the same. And we all know what's going on with the Palestinians. Even the Palestinians are telling us what's going on with the Palestinians. Again, freedom for Palestine means death to America. The liberals are trying to say, no, 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 no. These aren't anti-Israel protests. Oh, really? Mark Bar Israel? That's death to Israel. It's not anti-Israel. No, 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 no. They're not anti-American protests. Okay, well, they're not pro-America protests, because death to America is not something you say to a country that you want to succeed and thrive. No, 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 no. They're not anti-Semitic. They're not. Well, actually, at these protests, they're calling Jews pigs. Watch.
Keep them moving, you Zionist pigs. Keep them moving, you Zionist pigs.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, pig!
Long live Hamas!
Long live Hamas. Long live Hamas. Long live the Intifada! That sounds like an anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish thing to say to me. From the river to the sea. How do you go from the river to the sea without wiping out the Jews in Israel? How do you do that? Well, you just go around all of them? But that doesn't solve your problems. From the river to the sea. These people, all of it is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, anti-Jew, anti-America. But the liberals and liberal outlets are telling you, no, no, no. It's anti-war. It's just an anti-war. They oppose the violence. They oppose the war, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that they oppose the United States of America as a whole. These are anti-war protests. Anti-war protests. They're scrambling for cover here, as the headline says. The Washington Post says the following. At Washington Post on Twitter. University campuses across the country have seen an uptick in anti-war demonstrations in the past days, including students moving into tents in protest encampments. Anti-war. Long live the Intifada. That's not an anti-war statement. No. Death to Israel. That's not an anti-war statement either. Death to America. That's not an anti-war state. These are not anti-war protests. They are running. Folks, this is why I'm telling you it's so important to take what we are talking about here. Whether you want to screen record it and send it to a friend in your texts, in your group text, you want to post it on social media. I don't really care. We just need the truth to get out. They are so terrified that Americans are going to find out that these are not anti-war protests. That these are actually anti-American protests, as you can see again on their flyer, freedom for Palestine means death to America. That they're now covering and scrambling to cover up the fact that this is occurring at these protests all over the place. They want you to believe that these are a bunch of doves, right? These anti-war, it's like the people who oppose the Vietnam War, right? No, 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 this is a love and peace crowd. This is not a love and peace crowd. They're calling Jews pigs. They're stabbing them in the eye with flagpoles. They're telling them to get out of there and go back to Poland. This is not just an anti-war, love wins protest. That is not what is going on. And based on their own flyer, it says freedom for Palestine means death to America. And the liberal media outlets now are looking to make that go away. And so they're going to try and brand it anti-war. Do you remember how we destroyed in seconds the bloodbath hoax? It was like being on shotgun range. The clay target, it was shot out there and you blew it out of the sky. That is what we must do now to the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, NPR, and all the rest of them. When they start, and they've already started, talking about this as an anti-war demonstration, no, they don't even refer to their own demonstrations as anti-war. It's a pro-Palestine demonstration. No. And what does it mean to be pro-Palestine? According to them, it means death to America. Get out in front of this. Do not lose this branding battle here. Because if they can successfully brand these protests as anti-war protests, the very first crackdown from the police you're going to hear, oh my gosh, peaceful protesters being arrested. Even though that's what's happened in the wake of January 6th for the last 3 years, they only care that it happens to their people, right? Ilhan Omar's daughter. You cannot lose this branding battle. This death to America obsession, this cancer that is spreading on the left of anti-Americanism, which we told you was being taught in critical race theory and DEI, which we told you was what they actually stood for a long time. No, they're not a group of Marxists that hate our country. It's just a difference of an opinion. No, it's not. They are the Death to America Party. If that gets out to the masses, if that gets out to the normies, this election swings very, very quickly in our favor. At the very least, away from Joe Biden. At the very least. At the very least, it swings away from Joe. Death to America is not a popular message. Black Lives Matter could be a popular message. That's been proven. Death to America cannot. Not yet. In 20 years, it might be, but not right now. And all I care about is now. Win that branding battle, because they are trying to beat us here. Say, no. They're anti-war protests. They're not anti-Semitic. They're anti-war. They're not anti-Israel. They're anti-war. They're not anti-America. No. Sorry. That's bullcrap. They are anti-America by their own material. They're anti-America. Donald Trump, by the way. And if you're enjoying this, folks, if you could please, again, as I say, share this all over the place. All right? Share this all over the place. So here's a comment I'm going to call out in the chat. Where is it? Where is RD Comp? The Democrats will cheat like hell in November and win. Republicans are S-heads and only all they do is talk. Yeah, you're doing a lot of hard work from the chat, buddy. You know what? Leave. What good is that negativity? I agree the Democrats are going to cheat. We can overpower the cheat. Or were you not alive in 2016? That type of crap on our side needs to stop. So what should we do? Sit on our hands? Stay home? It's already over, according to that rocket scientist in the chat. It's already over. They're gonna win. Because all they do is talk when he's flapping his gums in the chat being negative, telling people essentially to stay home. That type of garbage has no place on this show. Leave. Never come back until you change that outlook. I don't want you in the chat talking like that. Oh, freedom of speech. Go right ahead. That type of crap is why we will lose. No, we can beat the cheat. We can overpower them. We did it in 2016 when the entire intel apparatus, The whole thing was rigged against Donald Trump. Russian collusion, spying on Manafort, spying on Flynn, spying on Carter Page, spying on Papadopoulos, spying on Trump.
Oh, we're never going to be able to beat him.
You know what? With that attitude, we'll never be able to beat him. But with an attitude of, okay, they're going to cheat and we're going to overpower them, we will win. You'll see. And then when we win, you'll complain about something else. That's not welcome here. That negativity is not welcome here. All that's going to do is the Linwood.
Well, people from Georgia aren't dumb. They're not going to vote on a machine made from China.
And they stayed home. And we got smoked. Yeah, there was fraud in that race. We still got smoked. We don't do that type of nonsense here. That's nonsense. Stop it.
Well, American, you Republicans, they're going to do...
Well, you know what? You can go take that comment and take it to someone else's chat. I don't like seeing it. You're not going to get blocked. You're going to get mocked. Moron. Going over very important issues here. And that's what we're doing in the chat? Next is probably a bag of Fritos and a bottle of Lubriderm. I'll tell you that much. Unbelievable. I don't do that often. That type of crap pisses me off to no end. That was the guy in a baseball team, right?
Well, this pitcher's too hard. And the umpire, we're never going to win.
Grab some pine. Sit your ass on the bench. You stay home if you want. We'll be out here fighting the good fight. Donald Trump slammed Joe Biden, by the way, for his very fine people hoax. This is Biden's very fine people. I also condemn the people who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. Trump slammed them. And he should. What's going on is a disgrace to our country, and it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. Yeah. Everybody does know it. Not enough people, though. Everybody's not enough. We need everybody plus one. We need everybody plus one. Here's another one. There was, do you remember on the border, that riot on the border? Where it was, those people were this. Here's the video. Watch. All right, so that was the insurrection on the southern border. I would say that forcefully making your way into a country illegally is probably criminal, hence the word illegally, while a judge has dismissed cases of the illegal immigrants for the riot on the southern border. Because super citizens are allowed to do anything that they want, but if you and I so much as jaywalk, we're going to jail. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. And that's why people like George Kelly... That's why people like George Kelly had to take matters into their own hands. We're going to have some fun with this one. The murder trial for the Arizona rancher who allegedly shot trespassing illegal immigrant to death ends in a mistrial due to a hung jury. Again, I do not want anybody to think that I like seeing people die, because I don't. Not at all. But if somebody is illegally trespassing on your property, you don't know if they're armed or not. A warning shot here or there to let them know you're not welcome here. The trial for an Arizona cattle rancher faced murder charges after being accused of fatally shooting an illegal immigrant who trespassed on his private property has ended in a mistrial. George Kelly, 75 years old, has been charged with second-degree murder and aggravated assault over the killing of Gabriel Quinn Buitimia, a 48-year-old illegal immigrant from Mexico. He faced a minimum of 10 years if convicted on the murder charge. The incident occurred January 30th, 2023. Kelly was accused of firing 9 shots toward a group of illegal immigrants. Aye, aye, aye! He's shooting! Aye, aye, aye! Go home! After he spotted them about 100 yards away on his cattle ranch in Nogales near the U.S.-Mexico border, which allegedly killed Quain Buitimia, said the prosecutors. Now, they couldn't prove intent. And it's his freaking property. I don't want to see anyone die. I don't. How about don't trespass? How about that? Does that sound good? Don't trespass. It's unbelievable. The common sense. Speaking of common sense, here's a little bit of common sense from some guy I didn't think was capable of this. I told you John Fetterman had a good one, so here, enjoy this.
But it is not appropriate or legal, or it's helpful to advance your argument if you show up in a Starbucks with a bullhorn and start yelling at people, and that doesn't make you noble, it just makes you an asshole. It's very American to protest and to do that in the appropriate way, then I absolutely support that. I'm not suggesting that you have to agree with my view, but it's just saying it doesn't really allow you to disrupt lives and to inflict those kinds of damages on people that are just trying to get on with their lives.
John Fetterman went Mike Lindell in that statement. And speaking of Mike Lindell, we're going to get to a message from him in just a second here. John Fetterman said, if you are disturbing a Starbucks with a bullhorn, you're not noble, you're an a-hole. Just like Mike Lindell says to these lawyers. Take a look.
Okay, and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay, when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole, Mike, is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send him to here and they go, or they call about maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one, though.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying,
obviously, you don't have a my pillow, too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell,
asshole. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, that's my pillow, and that's Mike Lindell. Lots of great stuff happening over at MyPillow. You could look on your screen, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SHAWN45, Sean45, for amazing discounts over at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Sean45, SHAWN45. Hey, I can tell you use a promo code SHAWN45, you will not get a lumpy pillow. Okay, that's what you are. You're a lumpy pillow. No, he doesn't call him lumpy pillow, does he? He calls him something worse. All right, folks. Next up, a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. Folks, OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients and small batches to maintain quality. OFP Farms is a patriotic, America First, God-fearing company. They create, produce, and ship directly from their farm. And right now, they're celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. It's right here. Look at this thing. It is amazing. Mother's Day gift box. Garden, what does it say? It says a Garden of Love bundle. It's amazing. The luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation. Crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit their website at OFP Farms, Oscar, Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every day. Don't forget to use the promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 20% off your purchase, only for a limited time while Mother's Day is right around the corner. That's OFP Farms, Oscar, Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, for 20% off. Last is this silly story out of NPR. Remember NPR? The woke CEO called the truth a distraction. Remember this?
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
The truth and our reverence for the truth might be a distraction. That would explain why NPR did this. They placed a trigger warning on that, right behind you. It's the Declaration of Independence. They placed a trigger warning on it. Because of the term in the Declaration of Independence, merciless Indian savages. And that was obviously in reference to the Native Americans that were here. And, you know, the colonists had issues with them. There were always skirmishes back and forth. And some of the behaviors of those Native American warriors were savage, barbaric. But it's not just about the racial slur, merciless Indian savages, is it? No. NPR is a part of the same woke, left-wing organization, the left-wing movement, that is meant to water down what makes our country great. And that is meant to bring death to America. It's not just about the Declaration of Independence or a racial slur. It's about hating the United States. And the Declaration of Independence is what's great. Some of what's great about our country. It tells us why government is bad and why we should try and take their power away or restrain it. And if it does get out of control, we overthrow it. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. It's in there. They don't want people reading it. They put a trigger warning on it. They don't want people getting any ideas from Thomas Jefferson. If more people got ideas from Thomas Jefferson, less people got ideas from AOC, we'd be in a much better place. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern. We got Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. And then Roger Stone with Stone Zone at 8 p.m. Eastern. Folks, you can go back. You can watch the segment where I called out this guy in the chat. I put the comment on the screen. What a silly thing to say. Come back when you are in a better mindset. How about that? We will win in November. If we all put our all into it, we will win. If we work together and we make sure that we put all hands on deck. Thank you so much for watching and listening. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Make sure that you share this show with a friend. Make sure that you hit the thumbs up button. Send us up the charts. Subscribe to us anywhere you get your podcasts by searching for Ungoverned. The audio goes up every day. And head over to the website, farishmedia.com. And sign up for our email list. We're going to be utilizing that very, very soon. We're just looking for the right service to get with to do that. That's farishmedia.com. Everybody, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Enjoy Oak Island for those of you acorns out there that are going to be watching. Don't tell me about it. I'll be watching it tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV. Hit that thumbs up on the way out. Make sure you're following this channel on your way out, and we'll see you tomorrow evening.